Here's Joyce Riley with what happened today. At the end of her show, this lady called in. They confirmed the lady's name, where she is in Missouri, and that the lady's in jail now. And then they had to go off air. The show was over. There were other shows programmed. There's no way with other shows like Gary Brownfield coming up that they could, you know, keep going. That's why I have it set on overdrive so I can go internet only if I need to. And so Joyce continued to record. Folks were chomping at the bit to hear what happened. So she kept the lady online when her live show ended at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you're about to hear that. But to set the table, I know Joyce, because I've listened some days when I'm driving into work, here on the local station, Joyce has really been on top of the fraud and how they're taking people's houses. But I want to explain something to you. They tried to take my little three-bedroom house 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It was about 5 years ago. Man, time's flying. Joyce Riley. It's getting worse and worse now, though. It's just amazing what's going on. Joyce, good to have you here with us.
I'll tell you, it is so important. It is unbelievably important that we have the opportunity and the ability through Genesis to be able to tell this message. And I really appreciate your coming on the air, allowing me to come on today because of this story. It needs to be told and it needs to be heard what just happened. This lady, I have been following her for several months, and she has been trying to save her home. Her job went off to China, you know, the whole story. I don't need to tell everybody that. But her daughter lost her home, so she brought her daughter and her grandchildren into her home, was paying for food, and got behind on her mortgage payments. She is desperately wanting to save her home. That's all she's got. Well, if they had been threatening her to take the home, and she found out that her original note had been paid as full when she wrote to them and asked them, do I owe anything? And they said, it is paid in full. Your mortgage is paid in full.
Let me stop you. I was listening to XM to a financial show, mainstream syndicated show, and they had an expert on saying that these mortgage companies, I forgot because I hadn't heard the story yet, Joyce, are running scams. So there's so many I can't cover them all. I mean, that they sell them, and not just what Bank of America tried with me, that they then keep, they tell you it's paid when there's only one or two payments left. They let that build up and then don't notify you and take your house. Go ahead. Is that what happened?
That is so criminal. So criminal. Well, in this situation, that mortgage was sold and the new mortgage company was not a lien holder on it. There was no equity interest. So they had nothing, no really dog in this game. So there was no equity interest from that mortgage company, but they were going to take her home. So she called the attention to the judge that there was no equity interest on the lien. So as a result of that, she'd been fighting it for months now. She went to court. She stood up to the judge and said, you don't have jurisdiction over this. And lo and behold, they sent her a message through her neighbors, telling her neighbors they didn't want to be at home today at 9 o'clock. They warned the neighbors to stay away, that they were going to take her into jail for trespassing on her own property, basically.
Let me stop you. We're going to tell the rest of the story, but I've got to add this. The New London, Connecticut case, Kelo, a New London case, this is on record, folks. And we had all the experts on, and we had the witnesses on. It was even in the Wall Street Journal. And we had the family Gore Seafood from South Texas. Same thing happened to them. They don't just take your property for private interest now. These homes were paid for, generational homes there on the water, nice homes. They said, we're not going to pay you for your homes. We're condemning them. And if you fight us, we're then going to charge you interest and rent for the years you've been fighting us. And they took the homes and then charged them hundreds of thousands of dollars for taking their homes. Go ahead, Joyce.
So, I mean, they will find a reason to take your property. I was just talking to Derry Brownfield a few minutes ago. If you don't go along with NAIS, if you don't go along with whatever, they will find a way to take your home. Well, as a result, at 9 a.m. this morning, we had her on the phone. Well, we had her on the phone at from about 8 o'clock on. And I'm talking about Don Welch from Hillsboro, Missouri, which is over by St. Louis. We had her on the line for a full hour. She started telling us, well, they're driving up now. There's an ambulance that drove up. There's a Humvee that drove up. There's 9 police cars out there. The sheriff's department is there. The police officer is there. And she walked us through this as this started to happen.
Okay, so she knew they were coming, so she called you, and then right as the show ends, they hit. Continue. Spell out her name as best you know it so we can get an article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this, Joyce.
Okay, it's Don Welch, D-A-W-N-W-E-L-C-H, from Hillsboro, Missouri. She was filming it with the video. She had people on the outside filming this and documenting it. So there is film of what happened. The police went around to the back door right at about 10:30 this morning. Now, we went off the air, and John from Genesis and Ted were kind enough to allow us to continue recording there at Genesis. So we've got it all for people to hear. But what happened was she continued to tell us the reason why she believed in what she was doing and why she had to do this, and she had to stand up for everybody, not just herself, but for everybody. So at about 10:30 then, all of the people gathered around her door, and they started yelling at her to come out. She she would not open the door. She would not go out. They then took the battering ram and began to knock down her door. And this part that we have recorded that hopefully you can play is absolutely chilling. It is so frightening. And Jim Percy, who was on the line with me, said, this is what I went to Vietnam for. This is why I fought in Vietnam, was to come home to have my people treated like this.
And let me stop you, Joyce. I want to the Bloomberg reported when it was at $9.4 trillion. That would have paid off all mortgages, not mortgages in arrears, no, not mortgages just to poor people, all mortgages from $50 million houses to $100,000 bungalows, all mortgages when it passed $9 trillion. Now they have spent, according to Bloomberg and AP, $14.8 trillion. That would pay off all mortgages, all credit cards, all car loans. But here's the deal. We've got to pay for all that with interest to the banks we gave it to. We give them our money, then we pay interest on it. We pay them to be slaves. So again, if we're going to have socialism, ladies and gentlemen, the point is all the houses would have been paid for. We're not getting any of this, Joyce. This is unbelievable.
It is, and they're wanting any excuse to take your property. Like I said, if you don't go with
Joyce, they tried to take my little house.
Yeah,
they tried to take the
letter in your property. I don't care what the excuse is. They want your property, and they are going to get it. That's their goal. So Don realizes this, and Don was standing strong. 54-year-old, 125-pound grandmother. She was told to have her children out of there because of the marriage license that allows the state to have control over the children. Had the children been there, they would have carted them off to DFS and said she was endangering the lives of her children and would have put them into foster homes. So she didn't have her children, she had her daughter there, who is, of course, above age, and then her grandchildren were off the property at the time. They came to get her animals. They came to get all of her belongings. We don't know what has happened, because after you hear this, you will realize that Don was not treated very well.
And by the way, we need to go to the courthouse when they try to sell it off and show the little criminals. It'll probably be local bureaucrats trying to get the house, because they always have these little private, little secret auctions for themselves, little boss hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, how long is this clip we're going to play?
It should be about 5 minutes, to the point where they break in and they totally subdue her. Is approximately about 5 minutes. If we can cut right to the chase, and I think John's got it right there, it may be only about 2 minutes from the time.
No, that's fine. In fact, I want to play more of this. I want to hear the buildup, if that's okay, Joyce, because you said you were going for 30 minutes before this happened. Maybe we should, let's do this. Let's talk about, because I know I've been told and I've also heard you guys are really covering this. I know we've been covering it some, but not as much as we should. Break down what you've been seeing, the different tricks they're playing, because there's so many tricks. I don't know them all. I'm just, you know, I've seen what happened to my grandparents and what happened to, my dad and what happened to me with chicanery with the criminals that run government that have hijacked the nation. So let's walk through that till the eight after in about 15 minutes, because I want a lot of stations join us in the second hour that don't carry the first. Let's recap, go over all that's happening, some of the background you have, and we'll play that at 8 after. Okay, Joyce?
Okay, you've got it.
Okay, so without me interrupting, lay out again what's happened, and then let's spend the rest of the time we have, the next two short segments, getting into what your own knowledge is on this.
Okay, the situation is a woman has refused to let go of her house. She does not want her property to be taken away, so she does everything to defend that. Now, she was working with Jim Percy, who has written a book called Am I the Only American That Thinks This Way? When he found out that this kind of fraudulent activity was taking place, she then began to be really empowered, because she listens to Genesis, to be empowered to do the right thing to save her property. So she submitted to the judge the paperwork showing that her mortgage was, in fact, paid in full. The second mortgage company later on, who purchased that mortgage, then tried to foreclose on her. Now, as Representative Marcy Kamptor said on do not let people take your home if it is, if they do not have an equity.
Joyce, start over. Your phone cut out. Who is the representative? Start over.
Representative Marcy Kamptor went on television on CNN and said, if people do not have an equity interest on that lien, they do not have a right to your property. In other words, if they're selling mortgages back and forth and over and over and over again, and we know that they usually get 10 times the amount of money put on their books for a simple loan, then she said, you do not have to give up your home. And she was encouraging people to be squatters, to stay in their home, because that company, that mortgage company, does not have an equity.
Well, there's been court rulings. There's been a bunch of them that have found that way.
That's right. That have found for the homeowner. And they're saying, no, you can't take that home. Well, as a result of that, she got really empowered and decided to become very strong and save her home. Not just for her, but representing all the other people in this country who are about to have the same thing happen to them.
That's right. Joyce, stay there. Going to Joyce Riley, Genesis talk show host, and coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to play this clip at the 8 after. So I guess it's in 12 minutes. Joyce Riley continuing. So this lady had a note paid in full, but they don't care. They just sold the mortgage to another company and claimed you own money. And I've seen so many mainstream news articles where they admit these fraudulent companies will just take people's houses that have already paid many, many times, just outright fraud, and they even lose in court cases and just pay the multi-million-dollar fines, but that they'll steal billions and then pay millions. So you're saying in this case, you were already aware of this case then, that this was clearly fraud. So the police came in there in Missouri. Continue from there.
I don't know her situation in paying. I do know that when Wachovia took over the mortgage, they then said they were not going to honor the previous mortgage company of saying that the note had been paid in full. So since Wachovia was not on the lien, did not have an equity interest, that's when she went to the judge. And see, she said, you don't have jurisdiction, you can't take this house, because Wachovia has no room to do this. And that is what began to take place, was the fight with the sheriff and with the county to try and take her home. So Dawn Welch then prepared herself for this and decided that she had to make a stand. And it's time that people start making a stand and not just giving up, because it's so easy to give up or renegotiate or whatever, and she didn't feel that that was the situation here. She has lost her job. She has no money. Evidently, they were not willing to work with her, but I don't know that to be a fact. So I'm just simply saying that
you're working with somebody that was working with her, and you had her on today, and then you had to go off air because the show was over. We have this audio coming up. But Joyce, in the rest of this segment, the next segment, before we get to this audio here on the show for people, what you ended the last segment with is key. The number of homeless has doubled. They're now arresting homeless, making them live in shelters, charging them rent, saying they've got to work to pay that rent. We're talking about slave labor and the poorhouse, the debtor's prison, being reinstituted here. And as the economy continues to be imploded by design, we have the IMF, World Bank, Bilderberg Group documents. They are engineering this by design, Joyce. A lot of arrogant people out there that don't care about this lady need to understand they're next.
That's right. Just like Gary Brownfield was saying, you know, we were talking about this as being part of the plan to get private property. There is a desire and a goal to get private property. I don't care for what reason they use. Well, in this case, Dawn was standing tall. And I think when people hear this absolutely chilling break-in at her house that was live on the air this morning, or that was live with us this morning at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, people need to get that clip from Genesis. It's on the front page of Genesis now. It's posted there. People need to get that and download it, send it out to all their email, and get people aware of this. Because this is where we've come to, where innocent people who are doing nothing, who are not given trillions of dollars to bail them out, are now having to pay the price. And she paid the price dearly. Now, as we said, she had her...
Joyce, stay there. Got a break. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.